And welcome to another episode of our podcast where we discuss the connections between COVID-19 and cardiometabolic disease, brought to you by the Cardiometabolic Health Congress. I'm Shvetim Karandria, the Scientific Director for CMHC, and today I have the pleasure of speaking to CMHC Chair Dr. Christy Ballantyne, Professor of Medicine at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas, and an expert in lipids and preventive cardiology. Dr. Ballantyne, thank you so much for joining us today, and I'll start by first asking, how has COVID-19 impacted your practice?
So COVID-19 has dramatically impacted my practice like everyone else's. Our lipid clinic is now virtual, so we're doing telephone follow-up visits, and we'll start with our video new patient visits. We're just getting the video set up now with it. So that's a good thing. It's a service that we should have been offering before, but had not had some issues with reimbursement. A lot of our activities also, for cardiology clinic, elective diagnostic testing and elective visits are also all those are virtual. We can't do the testing, and the same for procedures in hospital. All elective ones have been stopped. Lots of time spent on how we would be planning in terms of the surge activities for helping coverage of other things in the ICU.
And as a nationally and internationally recognized physician scientist, you're involved in several clinical trials in preventive cardiology and more. And have any of these trials been impacted due to COVID-19?
All of the trials have been impacted due to COVID-19, and it's interesting, I was on a call this morning about a global trial, and that trial also had patients in China, so their visits had already been converted to virtual visits beginning early in the year, and now it's happening around the rest of the countries. So there's basically more virtual visits. It's a delayed startup of a number of trials and altered closeout with it, so it's making an impact in all the clinical research, the epidemiological research also. So it's everyone's trying to do as much as it can be done virtually, and we'll just have to see how things play out.
Recently, some interesting results have been published on the connection between cardiovascular disease and COVID-19, particularly on cardiac injury in COVID-19 patients and troponin. So should troponins be checked in all patients admitted with COVID-19?
So the issue of the troponin elevations, I think, is a very interesting one. And I think it is reasonable that it should be checked in all patients who are admitted to the hospital with COVID-19. Our ER physicians tend to measure troponin liberally. And I think actually we could learn a lot from the rest of us in practice, particularly with these newer high-sensitivity assays. With it, a high level of troponin is a very bad prognostic marker, and the higher the level, the worse the outcome in the Chinese experience. It's also quite clear that individuals who have not only documented clinical cardiovascular disease, but people who have multiple risk factors, so the cardiometabolic patient, the patient with diabetes, hypertension, older patient is at much higher risk for a poor outcome with COVID-19. So this is a entity which is really making a big impact, hitting older people and particularly people who have documented cardiovascular disease or who have high underlying risk. And I think measurement of troponin is a very reasonable thing to do for risk stratification for these individuals.
And there's also been some buzz on the role of statin therapy in COVID-19. So I'll ask a two-part question. First, is there any evidence that in individuals who are already on statin therapy, the treatment needs to be modified or changed in some way if they contract COVID-19? And second, could statin therapy itself have a role in preventing the complications of COVID-19?
So, first of all, the recommendation is that you would not stop statin if somebody was already on statin. And in fact, you know, we know statins commonly used if the person we just talked, who are the highest risk people, people with cardiovascular disease or multiple risk factors, older individuals, they are likely to be on statins. A statin should be continued. Statins have beneficial effects on endothelial function and inflammation, which may provide benefit with this. There was an interesting study that was it was a computational study done at UT Southwestern looking at potential agents that could be beneficial based upon structural analyses. It was looking at basically existing drugs, and this had to do with looking at the SARS-CoV-2's main protease. So what they were thinking, looking at how the binding might be, that actually one of the drugs that popped up was rosuvastatin, that may be beneficial and in fact also for other mechanisms with it. So I think someone should certainly continue their statin. We would need to do some trials in regards to rosuvastatin, but it's also something that I think that hopefully will get looked at.
And lastly, what advice would you give to fellow cardiologists about COVID-19?
Well, I think that cardiologists are going to continue to play a very important role. This is not just a ARDS problem. There's lots of people having cardiovascular complications. We talked about there's myocardial infarctions, there's heart failure, arrhythmias. And don't forget is that although we look at the numbers here, if we were to look globally, more people have been dying of cardiovascular disease than COVID. So it's not that the other issues have gone away with it. So it's going to be a challenging time. I think the virtual clinics are very important for our patients to be able to manage them without having them come into the office. Then there's the role of the cardiologist as the potential intensivist that is already happening in places, some places like New York City, but may be expanding in obviously numerous cities throughout the country. We're making plans, and I'm sure most of the communities in the United States are also looking at what will happen if ICUs get overloaded.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ballantyne, for your input and expertise, and thanks to all of you for listening. If you have any questions about COVID-19 and cardiometabolic disease that you would like for us to discuss in future episodes, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at info@cardiometabolichealth.org or through social media via Facebook at Cardiometabolic Health, or via Twitter and Instagram at CMHC_CME. Thank you, and until next time.